With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge Series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. So the 10th nakshatra of Magha falls in the beginning of Leo. So we are starting the Leo sign from ending the Cancer in the last one, Ashlesha. Now this is the beginnings, new beginnings. So consider first that this is a Ketu ruled nakshatra. Ashwini was the last one. Mula will be the next one. But what are Ketu ruled nakshatras? They don't know who they are. They don't know why they are here. They're pretty headless, literally. But they have the power of the ancestors, of the spirit world, of their ancestral power, which is very powerful. Magha is the powerful one who sits on the royal throne ruled by the ancestors. So what are the Ketu nakshatras here basically to deal with? Ketu nakshatras are usually born in the same family. They have got a lot of karma regarding attachment to something in the past life. So now they have come to detach themselves because Ketu cuts you off from whatever you are attached to. So the life lesson, if you are born in Ketu nakshatra, is typically to give you off yourself quite freely, quite selflessly, because you are doing it pretty headless. You need the assistance of your karmic and ancestral energy. So they have either come to solve some familial riddles, or take the family name forward or backward or anyway. Okay, that's Ketu nakshatra. Being selfless is the key driver here. Now this one falls in the sign of Leo, ruled by the sun. So there is the sun factor. So sun and Ketu combined is a lot of ancestral energy right there. So these two planets will do very well there. They will bring in a good form because they are doing it selflessly. Okay, that's the basic drive over here. So from 0 degrees of Leo to 13 degrees 20 minutes of Leo. Magha's talents are, they are good in leadership positions, they have ambition, lots of it, creativity, lots of it. Abilities are, they have a commanding presence, organizing events and inspiring others. This is their ability. Even inspiring others in a negative way, like Donald Trump, for example. Ambition to lead, to create legacies, to achieve recognition. Fulfillment in career comes from politics, leadership roles and performing arts. Strengths maybe, they may be charismatic, authoritative and creative. Weakness, like the Donald, arrogance, stubbornness and need for validation. I did this, I made this happen, I made that happen. So much need for validation, yes? Opportunities, they could be good in leadership positions, creative fields and public speaking. They love the admiration. Sun loves that fame, the fifth house. Okay. Threats are conflicts from arrogance, challenge from stubbornness, and stress from seeking validation. Remember, Leo is a fixed sign. So this is a difficult sign to change. All fixed signs, Taurus, Scorpio, Leo, Aquarius, difficult for them to change. They can talk about it and preach to others, but for themselves, it's very difficult to change. They're fixed signs. Keywords in terms of career would be political career, politician, Donald, leadership, career, public office career, government career. They can work in governments because the combination of Sun and Ketu makes for good king makers. They don't make very good kings. If these two are together, they are good king makers. Difference there. Also, they can be business executives, work in the corporate career, CEOs, business leadership, management career. They can do these as well. And since Ketu is so interested along with Sun in ancestral energy, they become archaeologists, history, career in history, archaeologist, historian, academic career, research professional. You know, the anthropologists, archaeologists, those kind of. Because of the Ketu presence there, they go hunting for their ancestors all the time. Who were my ancestors? What happened in history? You know, all these people who go over on YouTube researching all the past. Digging up the past is this Ketu. Because it is drawn towards the spirit world. Where did I come from? What are my roots? What are my origins? You know, those kinds of questions are important. The best working relationships that Magha Nakshatra can have is first with Purva Falguni, enhances creativity and charm in professional settings. We shall see Purva Falguni next because it is still in the sign of Leo. Uttara Falguni complements leadership with service and detail orientation. Uttara Falguni falls more in Virgo. So does Hasta. This provides a little grounding. It's an earth sign. provide skillful execution and detailed support, because Virgo is all about details. So it goes about its own strengths. We all need to capitalize on our strengths, and that makes a good working relationship even between nakshatras. Now let us dive in and see which of these Enneagram types match with Magha Nakshatra characteristics here and which can make a good career. We are trying to narrow down the career paths possible for us, and MBTI types, as well as going into different career roles. Let's see that. So first Enneagram match is type 8, the challenger, obviously. If Leo won't challenge, who will, right? Self-confident, decisive, willful, confrontational. Basic fear is interesting, being harmed or controlled by others, because they want to be the control fellows, yes? Basic desire is to protect themselves, to be in control of their own life and destiny. Motivation, asserting control, resisting weakness, ensuring self-reliance, okay? What role would this kind of a Enneagram fit in, the challenger? Obviously, in political career, they're constantly faced with opposition, yes? Bipartisanship and all that nonsense. Politician, leadership career, public office, government career. I would say more of politician, because they are pretty much useless in everything else. They just want to challenge, yes? That's type 8 Enneagram. Next one, type 1 Enneagram. The type 1 is the reformer. Slightly more useful, I might say. Principled, purposeful, self-controlled and perfectionistic. Basic desire is to be good, to have integrity and to be balanced. So these guys will make good in leadership careers. Yes, they're well suited. Public office and government careers. Like proper leadership. Somebody who's actually getting something done, rather than shouting slogans from podiums. Motivation is striving for perfection and improvement, avoiding criticism. That's their group. So if you're a type 1 Enneagram and you're Magha Nakshatra dominance, you could be good in government careers, especially in D10 chart, I would say. Last one, Enneagram type 3, the achiever. The achiever type of Enneagram is adaptive, excelling, driven and image conscious. So image conscious ones, I would put them more in creativity, sort of acting roles. More so in next one, Purva Falguni, but yeah, Magha also has that energy. To feel valuable and worthwhile, achieving success, being admired, avoiding failure. Being admired is dominant in actors, isn't it? All kinds. So they can be good in creative fields, especially which involve fame, publicity, public speaking, creative fields, that kind of fields. Okay, not so much history, archaeology and so on. Next, let's see the MBTI counterpart. What MBTIs would suit the Magha Nakshatra people? ENTJ being the first, the commander, bold, imaginative, strong-willed leaders, always finding a way or making one. Once again, the ENTJ type would be good in political career, politicians, leaders of any kind, team leaders. They have to make way for stuff to happen, business executive, corporate career even, CEO. More than political, I guess, it's more of corporate branch. These days, corporate branch of execution has more powers than a leader of a country. You see, they are getting most stuff done. The CEO, the business leader, the management people, they are the ones who are slightly in the middle management in the hierarchy. They are the ones who have a lot of power and who can get stuff done, because commander wants to get stuff done. They are more goal-oriented, more organized. They plan their ways and maximize productivity, often take charge in various situations. There you go. They excel in leadership and management roles. Okay. So the analyst in this context, ENTJ, if you are an ENTJ type MBTI and you have Magha Nakshatra as the dominance in your 10th lord, if your 10th lord in D1 or D10 sitting in Magha along with the rest of them, this will be a good career for you. You might be the actual leader. Okay. Next one on our list is ESTJ, the executive. As the name suggests, business executives, they excel in leadership and management roles. So ENTJ, ESTJ both can fit into a corporate executive, a business team leader, a marketing leader. Leadership positions in a mid-management level is what we are talking about, where it requires decision-making and they have some kind of authority. It can include even business, law, and military service. Okay, so if you're an ESTJ and MAGHA combination, you might be good for leadership roles. Go and study management in this case. Everybody is not designed to be a manager, trust me. I've come across lousy managers in my career. ISTJ. Now, what is ISTJ type thing? The logistician. Practical, fact-minded individuals whose reliability cannot be doubted. Responsible, organized, analytical. I can again think only corporate fields. Like, they excel in roles that require attention to detail. The ones who make policies, business leadership, management. The one who govern the policy-making business inside a company. You know, they hang those corporate policies, things inside the company lobbies. Those kind of guys, ones who make those. They excel in roles that require attention to detail, organization, and dependability. ISTJs are very dependable creatures because they go down to details. Details is their keyword. Common fields include accounting, law enforcement. See, again, the law enforcement comes into picture. And administration. Okay? The legal guys who make policies all over the place. So that's Magha Nakshatra for you. In the next one, we shall be dealing the other half of Leo, the popularity seeking Leo, Purva Falguni. We shall see that next, number 11. Meanwhile, take care, be safe.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.